be a waste of time. If a person in this whole world is coming and wants to know, then our whole preaching is successful. Swamiji has also written in the book, I know, and all acharyas. Koteshwapi Mahamuni. If I have come to this Western country, if a single person will come, and I will help him, then I will think that my teaching is successful. Like Swamiji has told. Same thing happened. I have come to Western countries, and if a bona fide one person is found sincere, then I will think that it is successful. But I am saying, Kulisekhar Prabhu, Kulisekhar Prabhu, Kulisekhar Prabhu, Rajna Prabhu,
Ramesh.
Ramesh. And also, not here, at this, Mary, Guru Bhai, Guru Bhan, my God, sister.
Betty.
Persons are coming. I am thinking that my preaching is so successful. Where I am going? Look. Apne haath bahar karke humko sabko le lete. Aur batlao. Mane, you should see that I have never called him.
How? Krishna.
Swamiji has sent him. Oh, go. And help Narayan. Sudhar Prabhu has come. All that, there is no home there. Don't. And help them. He told him where we are. Oh, Rishi Narayan. You should try to send him. I don't know them. Has someone had also shown him that don't host Narayan. Who is serving? Helping? This is only the management of Krishna. So my function is that. My motive is that all the persons who have been neglected, yes, given chance more and more.
Maharashtra
is so easy because it is in our swabhav here. Yes. So very easy. Only if I will have to help.
No,
so,
when
more qualified than myself. Huh? Otherwise, in the same category, in Kanishtha Vaishnava are there, they will not.
So you're
coming. That's Guru Kishore Das Prabhuji only had Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as a disciple. But in other places he read that Bhansi Das Prabhuji was also Guru Kishore Das Prabhuji's disciple. So what is true?
Come on, come on.
Hey, Madhavi.
Come on.
Who calls? Please. So many things so advanced that they cannot be taken in bhakti sadhana. If they have some pieces here and there, you know, have not heard. So many persons used to come and to me and told that you should give me a son. My wife and husband or anyone is so ill. We want that the illness to go away. I want some money because my illness is not well. So all this coming first. So he used to keep outside of his doors pieces and eggs here, that they will think that he takes. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Pujya. He used to quarrel with Nityananda Prabhu and Gautama. sometimes. It is Raganuga Bhakti, especially Uttamadhikari. So he used to be in that stage. Once in the morning, Bansidas Babaji was going to take some cloth from the tree. And the master of that tree was there, and his son was also there. They came and began to quarrel with Bansidas Babaji. Don't take flowers. But Bansidas Babaji Maharaj, though he was old, but he climbed up the tree and began to take flowers. So his son came and did a push and what?
Push.
Push up. And he said, and he has some injuries. Returned to his home and told that I will not do pursuit. I will not pursue you. Because you come back, bring flowers and worship you, and then I go to the flowers. Yeah. You come back, other person to quarrel with you. Why will you worship? Sometimes he used to quarrel with Nityananda Prabhu, and sometimes he used to quarrel with Mahaprabhu. For 4 or 5 days, not giving anything, not taking anything, and weeping and weeping. Sometimes, not doing Ekadasi on the right time. On Ekadasi, he was not known that today is Ekadasi. And other day he used to know that, oh, today is Ekadasi. Continuous 4 and 5 days, nothing taken. Not even a drop of water. All day, night chanting. This happened, we can. You to take good guru, you know? Tambaku.
Tambaku.
Hmm. Like, they don't. He was out of Vidhi and Nishet.
Like Abadu.
Like
Abadu. Like Abadu. What to do and what not to do. He was out of.
He cannot be. He cannot be controlled by
regulations. Controlled by regulations.
Like Nityananda Prabhu. Like Sukadeva Goswami. Like Avadhut in Bhagavatam. Like the mother of Kapildev, Devahuti. Then Kapildev went away to do Aradhana of Krishna. She became like mad, always thinking the teachings of Kapildev, always sinking into the ocean of love. She forget to eat, forget to have the cloths, sometimes without cloths. No bath, nothing. Yes.
This year.
Hmm?
This
year. Not in order. Like Pisachi, you know?
Ghost.
Treadmill.
Like a ghost?
Mm. Like we are there. Like Jaka. Jaka
you know? Dreadlock.
Dreadlock.
Medicine.
Have nothing to take care of our his body. Always Krishna. There was no regulation and rule on him. So they are like a group. So He was in that mind.
Who is his spiritual master? Or did he not have one?
Not written, but it is told that he was the sister of Lord Kishore. Like, what is the name of the spiritual master of Haridas Thakur?
Nobody.
Nobody?
He accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he wasn't initiated.
This is called Tharo. When a person has some past impressions and sanskar, and he has taken Guru and everything in that past time,
mm-hmm.
past births, several past.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's so much how. Then in this time, in this birth, no need of it. One is Siksha Guru. And that Siksha Guru is more than Diksha Guru.
Mm-hmm.
So Haridas Thakur, oh, like this. You know, Sarup Damodar. What is the name of his Gurudev? Mayavadi, right? But he is total that my Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Guru of Sanatana Goswami. Who is Gurudev? And Rup Goswami?
Sanatana.
They have taken any diksha from anyone? What? Fire Yajna? This Upanayan? No?
No, Lord Chaitanya just...
Poita.
He has taken from anyone? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only told that you should wear the clothes of Chandrasekhar Acharya in two places who are old, quite old, old and old. You should go and take up our yoga. No mantra, nothing. So, who is disciple and who is Gurudev? Really, a person who takes everything in his life, how to do bhajan, how our character should be, if anyone follows that, he is real disciple. And if anyone having taken diksha and jagya padhi, like Kirtanananda, and his Gurudev ordered that he should go to preach in England. And he went direct to America. And he did not follow. Then daddies, and making his Gurudev like Krishna. And I know that Swamiji has told to me and has written in my letter that I don't want to go to America now because they are pushing me like Krishna.
You don't want to know.
You know?
History is true. The history is true.
It is true?
Yes. The history is true.
I don't know. I have not read that history. But I know.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
He wants to make me like Krishna so that I will be very pleased to. But I am dead against of all these things. So, he is not disciple, but yet he took it that he is not disciple. But really he is not disciple. If anyone has not taken diksha in his ears, but yet he is following his pottery, his words and teachings and everything, and doing his disciple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Guru. Haridas Thakur not taken anywhere this diksha name. From whom he has taken Harinam? Not taken anything. But yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you are Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Namacharya. So, this to try to know that if anyone following anyone's heart, known activities, and sadhana bhakti, how bhakti, then he is the magician. And those who write the mantra, they are not magician. He cannot tell about Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. About Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, we know that. His name is Jagunandan Acharya. And he took Siksha from Sarup Damodar. We know this. So who is his guru there?
Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is there.
Because they are told like this. Told like this. Sere manjari patita prasmin purushah parasyakyame nahi pasyashimiti bimba dhare khatamanadat bhaktikaya yakti bhaayiti upasyashimiti. He had done the dandana of his Gurudev. He had not done dandana to anyone like this. Why he accepted his Gurudev? Because called him Guru Krishna. Happy to him. So this. Rupanuga Vaishnava. We know that we are Rupanuga Vaishnava. But what is Rupanuga and what is Rupa? We don't try to. Or we are not qualified. Ever. Not qualified. We should know what is brain, what is bhav, what is Shraddha, what is Rati, what is Asakti, this should know. You should try to know who is Krishna. Who is Srimati Radhika? What is their relations? Anyone that not told Saptabhana Krishna, Rukmini Krishna. Majhe rahi hai? But all tell what?
Radha
Krishna. Why? Srimati Radhika was not married. But Saptabhana and Rukmini cannot please Krishna like Radha can please Krishna. Why? Why cannot please?
Because they're following Krishna with rules and regulations.
There is marjada. They cannot dance with Krishna. Satavama Rukmini, they cannot dance with Krishna. But gopis? Satavama Rukmini cannot order Krishna. They cannot. Krishna can tell them that go out of our mouth.
Yes.
But can Krishna tell to Srimati Radhika?
She tells him.
If he tells, then what Srimati Radhika will reply? What?
You go.
This one is mine. This is okay. Get out. Krishna will tell that I will leave you. I am not your wife. Don't think that I am your wife. She has so much love, affection for Krishna that Krishna is always with her. So we should try to know why all these things. We are not old. We are not like trees. We have some intelligence. We have to
apply
this intelligence. So, Bhakti Sudasana Maharaj with everything. But he has taken the mood of Bhakti Sudasana Maharaj. So, he is a disciple of Bhakti Sudasana. So, we should check who is disciple and who is guru, not by diksha only, also by siksha also. Both are now disease. So we should not know. Know that who am I? Make only But is Janma mein nahi jaan liya, is this whole universe has come from Krishna. God. So this should serve him. He has not seen him, but he is seeing us. He is giving everything. He has given mother, father, brother, this body, intelligence, everything, ready for this body he has given. But we don't call him. We like to have a dog, and so much faith and affection and love to dog, but not even to Krishna. That dog cannot save us, but Krishna can save us. Try daily to worship him by Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. And have some affection. How we can have affection to Krishna? We have not seen him? How?
By chanting. By chanting we come in contact with him and then develop affection. By the mercy of the being.
How we can have affection and love to Krishna we have not seen or heard?
Just like we did in India when a boy and a girl, they're going to be married, they never meet, but the parents will tell the girl, oh, we found such a nice boy for you. And they describe all his qualities, then the girl, she gets...
And his name also.
Yeah.
And then?
Then she gets some attachment hearing about him again and again.
And if he hears that my future husband is ill, then what he does?
No, like...
So, understand this? Samajh rahi hai na? Mere sunne ji hamara pati hai. So anyone can act pretty, plain, love affection to Krishna because he is so beautiful. Having so many qualities, having so much affection. Then you can ask your question because you will go, you will have no time at all. But it.
Hello, Manjari. And also, I think she wanted to know if there was a literal meaning for the name of Janava, if it had some literal meaning, Janava, if it had some literal meaning.
Janava means Ganga. But that Janava, Nityananda Prabhu power, energy, his Shakti, and his beloved, Janmavi Devi. Baldev is Nityananda Prabhu. And the wife of Baldev, Sakhi of Baldev, is Ananga Manjari. But you should know that Baldev Prabhu wants to serve Krishna in all respect. Like father, mother, he serves Krishna. Being elder brother is like father. He serves like Subal and Sridham, like Sakhar. He serves him like servants. He also wants to serve Krishna in the line of gopis. So, he has become like himself. So, Anand Manjari is potency of Baldev Prabhu. He is the Shakti of Baldev Prabhu. He is Baldev Prabhu. Himself, Krishna, Baldev Prabhu has turned into, manifested himself into Ananda. When Baldev Prabhu came as a Nityananda Prabhu, then that Jannavati, Ananda Manjari, became Jan. So Jannavati Devi served Nityananda Prabhu. And also Krishna as Ananda Manjari. Sometimes Srimati Radha gives the seat, own seat, sitting Ananda Manjari on the left side of Krishna and she being on the right side of Krishna. Nityananda Janma Devi saw that Krishna is alone in Vrindavan. So he sent golden Srimati Radhika from Bhati. Always in that Anangan Manjari. He used to be in Radha Kunda, and there is a ghat means
bathing.
Same place.
Bathing place. In Radha Kunda. Anyone connect Putna Shaha? See, in ground
down.
Way?
Yes, downstairs.
Of the bathing. The bathing.
See, he used to go to bath. Sankara Sahar. Sahar. And he used to take bath. And always thinking the mood of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Really, we do pranam Devi.
You say that she sent a deity from Navadvip to Vrindavan. Is that she established that Radha Krishna worship?
Yes. Now, Krishna was there in Vrindavan, but she said that was Devi. And it was the
Sakhi, meaning she has
no Sakhi. Radha Prabhu has become
Anaman.
He became Sakhi. Presents that the power of Radha Prabhu. But she always served Krishna. She used to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why she is waiting? Just to do her enough. Oh, yes, you are now first. Don't touch eggs, nuts and wine and chant Hare Krishna. This was the diksha, this was the name, this was the everything for all became Vaishnava. This is good. Oh, you want Tulsi? Acha, I make it. But I have no paisa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No, I have no Tulsi Mala at all. You can tell. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jare dekha, tare kaha Krishna. Oh, do Hare Nam. Chant Hare Nam. Chant Hare Nam. What Hare Nam? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he ordered them, go to your villages, in your countries, and tell anyone who is, they come to you. Go have some Shabda. Saptajan Han Bhakti Adhikari. If there is Shabda, he is Adhikari to Bhakti, he is qualified for Bhakti. There are three kinds of Shabda, Uttam, Madhyam, Kanishta. So, Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari. Uttam Adhikari like Narad, Madhyam Adhikari like Swamiji has come, or Gurudev has come, Srila Prabhupada has come, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. They are Uttam Adhikari, but yet they have descended to Madhyam Adhikari and they are Krishna. Uttam Adhikari means that all are good. Bhakta. Only I am not Uttam Adhikari. All are Uttam Adhikari, serving Krishna. Even Kamsa, Jarasandha, all are serving, but I am not. This is Uttam Adhikari. Madhyam Adhikari? He is Uttam Adhikari, he is Kanishta Adhikari, he is Madhyam Adhikari. What to do, what to not to do? You know that Krishna is God. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhakti is to be preached everywhere, Nam Sankirtan everywhere. Because they are not qualified, they are qualified, they are Kanishta, they are Madhyam. So, Madhyam. And Kanishta, only no Krishna. No Shastra, no Bhakta, Madhyam. He can worship only. So, being Madhyam Adhikari, we should try to realize that we really are. Entering in Madhyam Adhikari. Third question, no? You have no question?
I have a question for you, Soda, in England. It seems like the more she chants and tries to do sadhana, the more her memory gets worse and the more her life becomes utapulta, and it seems more and more foolish. Is this the process of purification, or is there something wrong? Follow the question or not?
Something wrong and something deemed lackness of sattvasam.
Hmm.
Hmm. If sattvasam is had, nothing can be done. What will be there? If one of our sattvasam is not there, we cannot advance.
Does that mean they should?
If you want, even we cannot advance.
That means she should try to leave there and be more in your sangha?
This is a request Krishna, he will manage it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
His management is on Krishna.
Mm.
So we can have prayer for this. And this prayer should be bona fide and sincere.
Mm.
If anyone is sincerely calling Krishna, he will manage it happily. He cannot decide and cannot choose a Subha Guru. But really Krishna can do this. So Sarva Dharma Anupasthitam Vivekam Saranam. You can Krishna. At once manage all these things. Anyone cannot manage. Vitame Ajaya.
I'm not sure if I heard his biography correctly and
yes, so try to see if any have doubt in books. But there is not one of five sufficient. You should believe on Shastra. Gita, Bhagavad, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. You have all these things?
Mm.
You can also ask them, they will reply. And if their sadhusang is available, you can ask. No, you can ask.
So, I have heard that Shyamananda had a very mystical experience with Shrimati Radharani. Shyamananda Prabhu was Krishna Dukhi, and he was placed the ankle bears of Radhika on his forehead, and there was some controversy in Vrindavan.
But it near Shivati. One day, Jeevani, yes, Dukhi Krishna Das, his name was. One day he returned from the school of Jeevani, where he used to read Bhakti Swami Sindhu and all books and Vaishnava philosophy. And he was chanting Hare Krishna. And so early in the morning, he was grooming the kunj. And he found
ankle bracelet.
Only one. So pure, and it was shining like sun. Because of that, and he brought it to Jeevasami and showed him. Have you had for this? He told that, and I, Brahmin, because I want this. Don't give to anyone. It is a good. It may be that someone come and he will try to take it, but don't try. You should only tell that his ankle well is this. With the right position of this, she should come. Then I will give it. Return to his hut, very easy to do bhajan. In the midday,
I'm going to do bhajan.
Very Kishori Gopis came and told him, "Have you got anything when you are Brahmin?"
"Yes, I have."
"What is that? Can you show?"
"Yeah.
On the Gavita."
He showed. "Oh, give me. This is my Shakir's ankle belt." He told that, "I cannot be." "What is the proof that it is of your Shakir?" "I can." "They told that you are a Babaji, very luxury child of about 16. And you are telling so? You are telling that if our Sakhi will come, then you will bind this in that."
"Right."
"So you have some lust in your heart for ladies. We'll go and tell our husbands, and then they will come and give a very big lesson for you. You are not qualified to be in Vrindavan. So please give, otherwise we will give lesson." "We are going to call our husbands." He told that, I don't mind. You can go and talk to me. But I will not give you." At last they became agree that my Sakhi will come. "But we have some condition that we will bind your eyes with black
blindfold
that you cannot lose. You will not see. You can give it to her feet, but you cannot see." "Yes, I can." At first they called Srimati Radhika, and Radhika came. This was the plan, that how she wants to give darshan to her. But she at once came and told that this is mine. They put that
blindfold
on his eyes. Srimati Radhika told that you can give in my throat. He took it and gave it into the belt. And he told that, she told that, "Now you should give up my spirit." "I will not. I want to take darshan of you. Who are you? Actually you are that Kishori or not?" "See, get darshan." And he told that, "Now your name will not be Dukhi Krishna Das. Dukhi Krishna Das means unhappy Krishna. Now your name will be changed into Shyamananda Das. Shyamananda Das meaning?
Happy Krishna.
Who by his service makes us Shyama atav Srimati Radhika so much pleased. So she is Shyamananda. And that ankle well is she takes in her hand. And Kajal, you know? See, Krishna laga diya Kajal.
Yes.
And he gave. From that very day, he became Shyamananda. Happy one year. And he used to keep this sign under his pillow. So Shyamananda Tilak is that.
Some people wear today?
Mm-hmm. She says that she put the impression of her ankle bell on his forehead. With the ankle bell or just the kajal?
No, just
not the ankle bell.
See it in the kajal.
One bell.
One bell.
All the sakis.
We have no time to.
So, pranam to all. So many gurus, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Chaitya Guru, every guru is there. Gurave Gaura Chandra. In Gaura Chandra,
Radha and Krishna and everyone in there. Gauri Chandraya, Kurve Gauri Chandraya, Radhika. Radhika Pradalaya. No name of Krishna, but it is in Gauri Chandra. Radha and Krishna. Also, we have taken only Srimati Radhika. And by doing so, we pronounce mantra for all our inclusive in this mantra. So when I have no time, I only do this issue. And one shloka we can also do that, but that is long. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakam Sri Guru Nabaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagan Raghunathamitam Tam Sajivan Sagvaitam Sagadrutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padana Sahavan Lalita Sri Vishakhamitam. But daily you should do. Daily. In morning, before chanting or when you are doing japa of your Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri and all others, when you begin, you should do Ashtakesh. And if you have time, then you can do thousands of Pranam Mantra. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Radhika Mantra, Gaur Mantra, Krishna Mantra, Yamuna, Ganga, Gopishwar Mahadev, all the Sakhi, Lalita, Vishakha, all mantras. Yamuna, Giriraj, Govardhan, because they can give Krishna Prem. Those who will not give Krishna Prem, we'll have to honor them, but we'll have to pray Giriraj Govardhan, Yamuna, Lalita, Vishakha, Radhakun, Shyamkun, all. That will be. They are the parikar of Krishna Chandra. Hanuman will not create to give this prayer. No? He will give Ram prayer. So, we need that. Because here Gopishwar Mahadev, Shankara has been turned into Gopishwar. So, we should try to take only them who are the parikar of Krishna and they can Krishna prem. But more than that, those who can help us in having the Shafish of Srimati Radhika, who can do Lalita Vishakha, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Goswami, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari Dekhanda, Radhakunda Shankunda can give this. Giriraj Govardhan. So we should try to pray them daily without any stopping all of this. These are helpful in Krishna consciousness, in Radha. Those who are not like this, they should be done to pranam, but from far away. Those who are helpful in this line, they should be taken. They are all Krishna Parikar. I told you that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to preach name prem, name and prem, name with prem, affection and love, by he is in Gambhira, always weeping, always chanting, remembering in the mood of Srimati Radhika. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not done this, then we could not imagine that how we can have this Braj Prem. What way I have told that our goal, what is our goal? What is our goal? Krishna Prem. Not Krishna. Krishna Prem is our goal. If Krishna Prem is there, then we can know and taste and serve Krishna, otherwise not. So our goal is to achieve Krishna prema. What is Krishna prema? What is Krishna prema? The highest goal of the human or in the world, he is telling. Aishwarya, have you the book of Swamiji with the perfect and the fourth chapter, Adi, fourth, and 17th prayer. Aishwarya jnanete sab jagat mishri. Aishwarya, sital prom, prame nahi mor priti. What he has written.
All the universe is filled with the conception of my majesty, but love, weakened by that sense of majesty, does not satisfy me. There's no purport to that verse.
He will give perhaps
a few verses later. There's many purports.
Understand what is he telling? Aishwarya Gyanadari. What is Aishwarya? Krishna is God. He is the personality of Krishna, fountain.
The same Krishna.
Supreme personality. And he has so many appellants. Aishwarya, Samagrasya, Virya, Jasasriya, Jnana Vairagyas Chaiva, Sanna Bhavetinda. These are called bhag. But Aishwarya. What is the meaning of Aishwarya?
Happiness.
Opulence. What? Richness. As
what
means?
Opulence.
A man cannot do that thing. Man never can that do. But Krishna does. This is opulence. A person cannot have lakhs and lakhs body. At the same time, by one, he is with Rukmini, by other, he is with Shatabhama, somewhere with his friend, father, Vasudev, sacrifice doing. Sometimes he is playing with his children. So many father doing so many things. Yogi can have so many bodies. But their bodies will do like same, one will do and others will do. But in Krishna, Krishna can have so many bodies in Rash. And from one gopi he is doing like so, dancing. From another he is doing like this. Another like this. There's so many postures. Less and less postures. Sometimes sitting, doing like this. Sometimes doing like this. Sometimes doing like this. Each body has a special character. So, it is as far as a person cannot do, a man and a human being cannot do. This is excellent. And it is full in Krishna. Fullest in Krishna. Where is here? Vijayana?
Strength.
Power. When he ran after Bhishma Pitama, Bhishma Pitama left his bow and arrow and he stood like this, bow down. And Brahma Shankar were crying, oh, this is dead, this means dead, this means dead. Krishna has killed him. If Krishna wants to kill anyone, anyone cannot save him. These are called Virya. Once Krishna has, Bhim has done Pratibhya. Pratibhya kya? That I will kill
anyone who kills
Dushasan. Because he tried to naked One day, in the Mahabharata Yuddha, fight of the Mahabharata, he fell down Doshasana and he wanted to
pull out his arms
from his body. And blood will come, and by that blood, he will
make the
case of Draupadi. And he was doing, and when he was taking his hands from his body, then he told that, in whole world I am challenging, if anyone, it to say this bad person, Doshasana, he may come. He challenged both parties. Then Arjuna told that he is very notorious. He has challenged even Krishna and myself also. So he took his bow and went to fight with him. Krishna told them, don't go, don't go. Today that given my whole strength of Nrisimhadeva in him. So you cannot do anything. Even myself cannot do. So be silent. Then he became silent. So these are Balaram. Krishna is sitting here and he did like this and chakra came and he cut down lakhs and lakhs. So Krishna is so much strong. See, so beautiful. Ram is beautiful. All are beautiful. But Krishna is a special beautiful. None like Krishna. Vairagya, all Jadavanshis were destroyed. Baldev also came, went on. But Krishna was sitting like this. No, this. This means?
Nothing.
As if nothing has been done. Nothing has happened. This is Vairagya. And again, he has given this knowledge to Arjuna, and more than this, he has given knowledge to gopis. Uddhava, written in Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava Sambhad, not Sandesh. Sandesh was given to gopis, and Sambhad to?
Uddhava.
Highest kind of knowledge, not even in Vedas. So Krishna has these affluence. So he is. So if anyone thinking that Krishna is my son, but at the same time he is thinking that, oh, he is Bhagavan, then his prem will be subsided. If anyone is worshipping Krishna, and he is this Makhanchor, he is Makhanchor. And he is there, anyone serving him, he will think that he is my son. But when a danger or anything, suffering will come, koi vipatti aa jayegi, vipatti kya?
Some danger.
Then we will try to, oh Krishna, set me. So this, the mood of son
is gone.
So he is telling, in this world, like who is thinking? Krishna himself. When he disappeared from this world, he is thinking that the whole world is doing friend to me, but it is mixed with opulence. And so the brain is not so thick, the love affection is not thick. Because they take me as a Ishwar, as a Paramatma, as a Parabrahma, as a Bhagavan, and they think themselves very low, very,
insignificant, low.
Mm-hmm. They have no knowledge, I have no knowledge, I am so weak, I am so wretched. No? If they are being trained, love, affection, by that trend, I am not controlled. It cannot please. So, in Vaikuntha, he is not pleased so much. He is pleased but not so pleased. In Dwarka, he is pleased. But he always there manifests like Chaturbhuj. Sometimes Brahma comes and sees him and falls down. So Ishwar bhava is there. Rukmini Shakyamala also knows that he is Ishwar. So by that time, Krishna is not controlled. He is somehow in a place, he may be glad something, but he will not be controlled by that. Vashibhut nahi honge. Amake je je bhakta bhaje je bhave sei se se bhave bhaji e mashabha. Je jathang mam prapaddante tam tatayo bhajamyam mam matman vastante manushya paksatushat. Krishna is telling that if any man is have bhakti sambhakti to me with a karma, then I used to give him wealth, reputation, very beautiful wife and very beautiful husband, and so very qualified sons and daughters, everything. He has given? What? You should do it first.
First for 19, in whatever transcendental manner my devotee worships me, I reciprocate with him. That is my natural behavior.
Yes.
In purport. The Lord, by His inherent nature, reveals Himself before His devotees according to their inherent devotional service. The Vrindavan pastimes demonstrated that although generally people worship God with reverence, the Lord is more pleased when a devotee thinks of Him as his pet son, personal friend, or most dear fiancé, and renders service unto Him. And renders service unto Him with such natural affection. The Lord becomes a subordinate object of love in such transcendental relationships. Such pure love of Godhead is unadulterated by any tinge of superfluous, non-devotional desires, and is not mixed with any sort of fruitive action or empiric philosophical speculations. It is pure and natural love of God, spontaneously aroused in the absolute stage. This devotional service is executed in a favorable atmosphere free from material affection.
Then, if anyone worships Krishna for wealth, reputation, wife or husband, all worldly things, Krishna will give them that thing. If they want salvation, Krishna will give them salvation. If they want Vaikuntha, He will give them also Vaikuntha. If they want to be in Dwarka, they Saheli Sakha, friends of Satyabhama Rukmini, he also did like that. But it is very, very hard to be repaid to the persons, those who want to serve in Vrindavan like friends, father, mother, and Fion. Like that. I think that is beloved and beloved, like gopis. He has meant that thing. Among all these things, if one wants to serve Krishna and Radha Krishna, divine pair, with divine love, it is very hard for Krishna to give this. For this, Krishna Srimati Radhika Lalita Vishakha, that he should give this thing. Because I have not that mode. How gopis are serving Krishna? Krishna is not mode. He can taste all these kinds of loves, but he does not know how Srimati Radhika is testing Krishna, how serving, in what mood. So he is explaining what was the reason to Krishna to come here in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he will explain further. So he thinks that if anyone Such Krishna, partly, he will get partly thing. If he will serve Krishna in full, he will give him full. If he wants, he gives in fullest way, in all way, like gopis, then he will give himself to them. Then he will come to us. More putra, more shakha, more pranapati, ei bhave jai more kare shuddha bhakti. Those who are in association of any bona fide guru and Vaishnava. Here in Harikatha, they will take the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam and all the books. And they are thinking, they will think like, Krishna is my son, dearest son. Krishna is my friend, like Shubhal Shidam. And gopis are thinking that Krishna is our beloved, most beloved. Those who are doing like these three process. And this is Shuddha Bhakti. To think Krishna, that he is my friend, he is my sakha, and he is my panpati. And this is Shuddha Bhakti. Perhaps he has written in that, but he has written this.
The verse is, if one cherishes pure loving devotion to me, thinking of me as his son, his friend, or his beloved, regarding himself as great, and considering me his equal or inferior,
yes,
I become subordinate to him.
Mm.
Then the purport. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, three kinds of devotional service are described, namely bhakti, ordinary devotional service,
yes,
Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service, and Vidhi Bhakti, mixed devotional service.
Yes.
When devotional service is executed with some material purpose involving fruitive activities, mental speculations, or mystic yoga, it is called mixed devotional service.
Mixed service, you know, bhakti, Mishra Bhakti, not Shuddha Bhakti. And then, they have some opulence. There is a vow of opulence. When Ramchandra came in this world, he was 400, Shankh Chakra Gada Padma. And his mother and father were, especially mother was doing like this, Vandana. Oh, he was himself God. So this is not bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti. Because the mood of opulence is there, mixed in bhakti.
All and reverence.
Huh?
All and reverence.
Yes. Like Dwarka. Also there are opulence, Marjada. Aishwarya Bhav. These are called Aishwarya Bhav. Fighting, killing Kamsa and all these are. Killing sometimes Jarasandha, Shishupal, Dantavakra. And we see that, oh, Krishna is Bhagavan Shant. So it is mixed with bhakti, so not Shuddha Bhakti. When, like, he is my child, if I will give him breast, then he can be survived. He must, does not know anything. So it is like friends, like son, and like gopis. Beloved, he is not, Krishna is not God. So if you are thinking that he is God, then it will be mixed. So he is telling that this is Shuddha Bhakti. What is Shuddha Bhakti? Shakha Bhav, Vashalya Bhav, and Madhu Bhakti. This Bhav is Shuddha Bhakti. And what we are doing now? Not Shuddha Bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this, given to see this Shuddha Bhakti, not with Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, because this was
already there.
At that time,
it was already there.
Already there. No use to give this thing. Because before him, Hanuman, Prahlad Maharaj, and so many Narad, Kabi Habi Antariksha, all, Vyasa, all they do this Bhakti. but not this kind of bhakti. Nai bhakti bhutanam amrityaya kalpate drishta jagmat sneho bhavati nam madatma. This sloka is from Srimad Bhagavatam when the Krishna was at Kurukshetra and gopis had come there to meet. Gopis are, Krishna is telling them, oh, perhaps you have some malice. You are thinking that I am kritagya, ungrateful. Nidha rahi hai na? Batai me. Aise batega to nahi jayegi, tumko kahte hai. Suno achhi tarah se. Nid nahi aani chahiye. This is amrit. This is nectar. This should try to take it very carefully. Nai bhakti hi bhutanam amrityaya kalpate. For all the human beings, for everyone. My bhakti, my this bhakti, is like nectar. But you have more than this. You are sneha to me. Bhakti is sadhan bhakti. Anath nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav. And after that, prem, sneha, man, pranay, bhav, anubhav, rag, anurag. You are anurag, sneha to me. How high stays gopis? So I will certainly meet you very soon. Very soon, very soon. Your snake, your mamata, anurag will attract me. So don't wait. Mata more putra bhave karana bandhan. Yashodama. Kausalya cannot do. Devaki cannot do. But Yashoda will bind Krishna as a putra. Oh, he should not be a thief. He is now becoming thief. Going to the house of all the gopis and what is stealing?
Stealing.
Butter, makhan and all the... So, he binded Krishna. Atihin jnani kare lalan panon. Sakha, subha sakhe kare skandhe around. He has written something?
For the previous one, Maya Bhaktya, this is Krishna speaking to the gopis in Kurukshetra. Quote from Krishna. Devotional service rendered to me by the living beings revives their eternal life. Oh, my dear damsels of Braj, your affection for me is your good fortune, for it is the only means by which you have attained my favor. Purport. Your devotion
is
represented in the activities of the residents of Vrajabhumi Vrindavan. Mm. During a solar eclipse, the Lord came from Dwarka and met the inhabitants of Vrindavan at Samanta Panchaka. Mm. The meeting was intensely painful for the damsels of Vrajabhumi because Lord Krishna apparently left them to reside at Dwarka. But the Lord obligingly acknowledged the pure devotional service of the damsels of Braja by speaking this verse. Mother sometimes binds me as her son. She nourishes and protects me, thinking me utterly helpless.
What is meaning?
My friends climb on my shoulders in pure friendship, saying, what kind of big man are you? You and I are equal.
And Priya jadi man kare kare basan?
If my beloved consort reproaches me in a sulky mood, that steals my mind from the reverent hymns of the Vedas. And there's a purport.
This the purport also? Right.
Purport
that a shuddha bhakti laya karinu avatar. It is not in Ajodhya, not in Vaikunth, these three things. This pure devotion. It is not in Dwarka, not in Mathura. It is in only Braja. From there I take this. And I will go to descend to this world. And I will do so many pastimes there, these lovely pastimes. I'll be son of Yashoda and them. I will be friends of Sudarshan Sri Ram. I will be beloved of gopis and all things among Srimati Radha Bhav is so high. I will take this and will go to Navadvip Dham in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having the mood and beauty of Srimati Radhika. And I will distribute all these things in God. Never has this has been given to Varun, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this Shuddha Bhakti, not by devotee, because it was there
before
also. And doing all bhaks there, pandavas and all, but this was not given. So he has come to give this. So Swamiji has not come to give this only by the bhakti, it was for before, from before. He has come only to give this thing, but the process, that very beginning, he used to give all these things. But
he says something interesting in the purport. A neophyte devotee who follows the Vedic injunctions that regulate those who lack pure love of God may superficially seem more exalted than a devotee in spontaneous love.
Yes.
But in fact, such spontaneous pure love is far superior to regulated devotional service.
He has come to give this thing. All you are hearing? You should try to read once again. So he has not come only to give the Vaidhi, 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 Vaidhi. What is Vaidhi? Vaidhi, not Vaidhi? So we should try to enter in the books of Swamiji. Here he is telling. But his process was to give through Vaidhi Bhakti. So Vaidhi Bhakti should not be neglected in any way, any case. And if you are not following all these things, you are very far away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna and from this Shuddha Bhakti. Today, gradually you will go on. So you should try to go deep in the means of Swamiji. For Swamiji has these things. They are telling you, no. To go to Narayan Maharaj is offense. I am going to write a book, they are telling. Oh, we will write a very book that what we have done, it was very wrong thing to go to. Again, they will follow us, there no offense to those lotus feet of Swamiji, one day he will bring them and will tell that, oh, what is this, all these things, what I have written. Go. Don't be in confusion. Be confused. No one. Nothing. You are direct in the line, in the Swami. They try to misguide us for worldly reasons. That anyone come and take over all disciples and all wealth. Given for them. I don't want anyone. I don't want any disciple, anything. I want to help them without anything. You can go.
Maharaj is Gyan Mishra.
There is excellent, so much. Only Yashoda Maiya, they don't recognize Krishna like Bhagavan. And this is Shuddha Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. To give these words, to preach this Shuddha Bhakti, they have come not for Taitha Bhakti. You see, it is very harsh. The persons don't like, not realize all this. They cannot be. They don't know, even in their heart, how can they. So they will be against this. Our Prabhupada had not come for this. Laughing persons.
you were saying how if someone's worshipping Thakurji like Bal Gopal as their son, but then some danger comes in their life, then they say, oh, Bal Gopal
so
gave me Satan.
No, Krishna, son of Krishna, Yashoda.
He is Narayan.
I see.
They are worshipping Narayan. And those who are asking all only these things, they are worshipping him like Ganesh. So their bhakti is mixed, karma mixed.
So what about like in Braja when say the Sakas were being attacked by Agasura and they called out for Krishna, Krishna. At that time, the Kauravas.
No, they can tell Narayan, Narayan, come out, not for Krishna.
They didn't call for Krishna.
No, no. How Krishna can do? He's like them. So they are calling Narayan, 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 come, come, come. Therefore, Prasad Mahavira Tayari, chanting 3 lakhs will not do. If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Right.
And we feel they will do one of that Guru Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Heart will be made. This day. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Rama. You will see that I am in Vrindavan. Krishna will come at once. And he will catch hold of our hands and go. Come on, come on, come on. We will go to Radha Kunda. And he is saying, I am weeping.
Yes, if my mala can koshish karti hu.
A pot with water. It contains, contains about 10 colors. And you have given 15 colors, but yet it is not filling. And you are giving, 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 not hot. Then you should show that there is a leakage in that. So what? You cannot.
Okay. So Maharaj is telling that when you job,
I'm
going
to my question.
You have one question.
And you want to meditate on Vrindavan Dham or Krishna Leela, but you have no realization of these things, then how can you absorb your mind?
But Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is everywhere. He is also here. And the name and Krishna is the same thing. So when you want that Vrindavan, Vrindavan is Krishna himself. So they are living entity. And they know everything and they are so powerful. When you meditate Krishna or Vrindavan, they will come at once. They will come. And after they will give realization because they are powerful. We are chanting. But they have no realization. But yet, gradually, Maya will go away. And Krishna will be so near. He is so kind and merciful that he wants to make us qualified. So when he matures and we be qualified, then he will be aware. Otherwise he will be in the shade of Parda. Parda or nothing.
Curtain.
Curtain.
A veil over him.
Behind the curtain. He is so merciful. Krishna is so powerful, Vrindavan is so powerful. And so kind, merciful. So when you chant them, remember them, meditate them, they will at once have mercy upon you. If there is a fire, you don't know what is fire, but if you cook your similarly, where you don't know or know, knowingly, unwillingly, you put your finger in fire and or in Krishna. And
so, even if you have no.
One thing more,
I can talk to Sukadeva Goswami told the Panchi. If Kans and Jarasan, what is the answer? Sukadeva Goswami told him. Tell him that if Kans and Jarasandha and all other demons abusing Krishna and wanting to kill Krishna, always fearful from Krishna, said to Krishna, right to Krishna, I will kill him. By this they got obtained salvation. Why we will not have this thing? So Krishna is so merciful. We'll have to surrender. That I don't know anything, my mind is there and there. So you should have mercy upon me. So advance the mercy first.
Even if you have no love?
No. Even if you have no love, no attraction, anything. If you have no love or attraction, but yet I will burn you like this. Krishna is more powerful. Than fire. So, try to continue your chanting and remembering. Then you will be much saved. Hare Krishna. He is merciful even today. But you know that in one day a fruit is not ripened. Gradually. Know this fact? A seed cannot be transferred into a big tree never today. It will take time. So it will take time. So you should never be anxious, never be worried that, oh, what I am doing, it is vritha. Then, in there. You should try to continue. Have a very much faith in Krishna and his name. Anthony.